it's an escapee. Of course, you know, it's...
We got kudzu over in Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I think it's worse than kudzu. Kudzu can really be bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this hunt's, of course, it's a native of India, but it's escaped, and it just covers the trees, and it's very detrimental to try and get a stand of trees sometime. The deer browse on it, and it's certainly... it's fine for them, but
yeah.
The only thing, it's an overabundance, and it's more than a deer. And they will not eat it until during the winter time. I don't know, after frost comes, if the flavor or taste is different, but during the year, there are plenty other things, ironwood and many things they browse on, eat on during the summer and rest of the year, but during the winter they eat quite a bit if they can reach, and they reach up quite 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It'll it's very hard out in this area. It's the worst I've ever seen, I think, and more especially in where there's a lot of abundance of moisture.
Yes. Now the kind of, did you ever use sassafras, part of the sassafras that was under the ground? Or?
Yes, roots.
Yes. Would you remember any old time preparations or things like that they'd make from the roots? Or?
Oh yes, tonics for spring, and then that homemade cough syrup, the sassafras along with cherry, and then maybe peppermint candy, and I've gotten all of the things that to put in it, but a certain amount of alcohol along with some cherry bark and sassafras roots and peppermint, and perhaps even other, just mint in it.
Yes.
Of course, mullein was one of the big teas that was used, other than catnip, for the babies and the young children.
Yes.
That's some of the things that I remember most about.
Yeah. Have you got those big flowering bushes that bloom late in the spring, or you might find them around water or in a bottom or anything such as that? Or some that grow up in the mountains, the big bushes that grow up in the mountains.
Well, you're not speaking of magnolia, are you?
Well, these are smaller than magnolia.
Well, of course, we have what we call a wild azalea. Some people, it's a bush, and some people call it wild honeysuckle, but it's a wild azalea, what
yeah.
It is.
Yes. You have laurel here?
Yes. Now, there's several different colors of those wild azaleas. Some can be almost white, and some are deep pink, and some are red, and various colors.
Yeah.
Of them.
You got laurel here, or anything? It's kind of a big bush with a longer stem, and maybe pink and white flowers. Laurel.